Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny for Monday, September the 13th, 2021. I'm your host and author of the book Destiny Awaits, The Pouring Out of Wisdom for Humanity to Drink, Lisa M. Saunders, coming to you from Owings Mills, Maryland. And this broadcast is being sponsored by Masterminds LLC, inspiring and empowering people to achieve a greater destiny. And Phoenix Rising Alternative Healing, offering healing services for the mind, body, and spirit. We are super excited this evening about being with you and to be able to share love and wisdom with the desire to uplift, inspire, motivate, and empower you to live a more peace-filled, joyful, and loving life. You can receive and download this podcast via iTunes or anywhere you receive your podcast. You can also receive it via my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, and also follow us on Twitter at Lyse, that's L-Y-S-E 101. If you would like to become a sponsor or to get more exposure for your literary work or business, you can send a message via my website, info@yourdestinyawaits.net, or via my Facebook page, facebook.com/A Date With Destiny 101. So once again, we are excited to be able to share with our listeners information from people of all walks of life that we believe will inspire, motivate, and empower you. We are so happy to be in our ninth year of broadcasting and can't wait to share some great things from some really extraordinary people that we have coming up for the rest of this season. As a matter of fact, we are super excited to let you know that on Monday, September the 27th, our cousin Jane Elliott will be back with us. This will be her third visit to our show, and we are so delighted to have her back with us, so please save that date. Tonight, we have another amazing show. We welcome back to the show this evening my spiritual sister and friend, Miss Angel Kangalee. And Angel is no stranger to A Date with Destiny. She is, I welcome her back this evening to walk with us on this journey of healing through forgiveness and to talk about the topic of tonight, which is listening without judgment. Angel and I we do Reiki together. We've done workshops together. We've done a lot of healing work together and separately. So it's always great to have her back. She is a Reiki master practitioner, a minister, and a spiritual warrior. So let's please welcome back to the show, Miss Angel Kangalee. Yay. Hey, Angel.
Yay. Hi, Lisa. Oh, I'm so
welcome
excited.
Back.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. It's been a minute.
I know, it really, really has, girl, and so much. Girl, we have so much to talk about, and you know how fast the time goes when we get going, girl. It flies by, and we're just so glad that you could join us today. And, you know, I'm just happy and excited just to be back on the air because, like I was sharing with you earlier, I did take a hiatus from doing live shows, but I've been keeping, you know, busy with just, you know, airing shows that we've done in the past, and it's just been a blessing to have, you know, so many shows that I can share with people. But it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back on the mic. It's so good to be back that my sister girl is here with me. And yeah, so I believe that we have some good information to share with everybody today. And I believe that they're going to receive a healing. They're going to receive just some really, really good stuff that they can take with them for the rest of the week and really for the rest of their life, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, and our topic for today is, like I said, listening without judgment. And, you know, when I was putting this show together, woo, Lord, girl, I could do a part 1, 2, 3, all the way up to 2059 if I wanted to, because this subject right here, it was challenging to get it down to just the 60 minutes or so. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
this is an
yeah.
ongoing thing when we're talking, when we're dealing with humanity, period. It's just like, woo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a deep topic, but I believe that, you know, for this first one, I think we'll do pretty good with it. So by now, it's no secret that we have been on lockdown for over a year due to a global pandemic. Some of us have fared okay and others not so good. One thing I believe everyone can agree to is that this last year and a half has taught us how to become more resilient than we've ever been before. You either took advantage of the downtime and recreated yourself, or you've allowed it to beat you into submission and succumb to the darker side of life. And we've seen that, like, all you have to do is turn on the TV or go on social media, right? One thing for certain and two things for sure, being on lockdown definitely made you take a deeper look within yourself, whether you wanted to or not. And you really didn't have a choice, to be honest. Life didn't just slow down. It came to a screeching halt. So now guess what? You're stuck with yourself, right? And how did you handle it? So what I've seen across the TV and on social media was really disheartening. I've witnessed the darker side of humanity towards others and, most importantly, towards themselves. More and more people have literally lost their minds, and some have lost their lives. People have been cruel to one another by being judgmental and reckless with their words towards each other. So I felt the need to address this in hoping that those who have been hurt by someone else's judgment of them will be able to be released from the insensitive, mean-spiritedness of folk who are obviously running from their own stuff, that they don't have the courage to do the necessary work to heal themselves from. So my prayer is that this discussion will liberate those who are feeling broken, beat up, and just plain old unworthy of love. So this segment is dedicated to self-care and mental health. So Angel, having said that, I believe that open-minded people do not force their beliefs on others. They accept that we all have different perspectives on life and do their own thing in peace without judgment. Here's a perfect example. That's the one thing I love about our friendship. We can agree to disagree on the things that we're passionate about. And although it's not often that we disagree with each other, because we, you know, pretty much agree about everything, but there are some things that, you know, you may feel strongly about than I do, and it's all good. You know, I don't feel like I must go along to get along in our relationship. We value and we respect each other's opinions and understand that at the end of the day, we can still be our individual selves without judgment. That's the most important thing I want to continue to reiterate through this whole broadcast, without judgment. And it's all good. So, tell me your thoughts about that.
Well, one, as far as our relationship, ditto, I totally agree. And I am just so grateful, one, that we do have a friendship, a sisterhood, and a relationship where we can agree to disagree and laugh about it half the time, don't we?
Girl, woo! You got to laugh sometimes to keep
laugh
you crying.
About it, yeah. So
yeah.
That's always a blessing. But also to you know, go back to what you were originally saying. Again, I agree with you. I feel like, you know, the pandemic in itself was just something, of course, that was unprecedented that we've never seen. And I think
mm-hmm.
even in the beginnings when we heard it, you know, on the news and stuff like that before, you know, we went on shutdown as a country or a nation. But I think in the early stages of it, you know, I think I felt like, you know, more so, you know, you was like, oh, my God, I hope, you know, no one I know gets the disease, or I hope, you know, they find a cure or whatever. You know, we were just more focused on people surviving, people not dying from the disease. And
mm-hmm.
it looked like people was coming together, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like it was love in the air and unity. And then, you know, all of a sudden, it's just like you start hearing the news reports of, you know, chaos here and violence there, and then, you know, then the whole social and racial unrest, political unrest. It was like almost like somebody opened up this Pandora box and, like, excuse the expression, but all hell broke.
Yes.
And yes. It just seemed like, you know, I don't know, did some demigod come out right and say, I give y'all permission to say whatever you want to say, irregardless of how it makes someone feel or not feel, you know, you know, just kind of like, you know, be self-absorbed, all about you, and the heck with anybody else. And
right.
It just seems like people just took that thing and ran with it. And it's like, you know, you're seeing behaviors of, or people acting in a manner like, you know, I'm 56 years old. I've never seen anything like this. And and it's like, where is just not the natural human compassion? I don't have to like you. I don't have to agree with you. But not to be hateful. I would still have human compassion. Meaning, I don't want to see harm to you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see you, you know, suffer injustice or illness or whatever it may be. That's human compassion.
Yeah.
And we're all, I don't care what anybody says, we're all born with human compassion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But I think as we take on a lot of negativity and all this and just hatred, learning to hate, you know, we make the compassion, that spirit of compassion, become dormant. It goes to sleep in some of us, right? And that's a sad thing, because now you're losing a sense of your humanity. So So I think with all of that, and then, you know, and the judge, the jury, the executioner, I think everybody now running around like they have all three hats, right?
And you know what? No, because what I was going to say was everything. Here's the thing about judgment. Everything we judge in others is something within ourselves that we don't want to face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. Everything we judge in others is something within ourselves that we don't want to face. So, and to be, and here's the thing, when you can get to the place where you can be unafraid of the judgment of what other people are saying or thinking about you, is the greatest freedom that one could ever have. And I think that the older we get to that place of, like, just not caring. Like, you know, when we're younger, you know, we are so afraid and we're so worried about what other people are thinking about us. How are they perceiving us, you know? And we get to the point where we care so much that we make ourselves sick. You know, we make ourselves ill. And there's always, there was already, like, a lot of healing that people needed to do anyway within themselves. And in the Black community, there's no such thing as therapy. What
uh-huh.
therapy? What's that?
Uh-huh.
You know, so here we have now, you've got all this stuff going on within you, right? And now you've got a pandemic where you're locked in and locked down.
Uh-huh.
So all of a sudden, all of this stuff, now who are you going to judge? So then you go on social media, or you go and you start calling people, and then all of this stuff that, you know, that's been inside of you all along just starts to come out. Then you find something, you find somebody to talk about, and then it's this and it's that. Yeah. And the whole time you don't even realize that when you're talking about other people, how it comes back to you.
Yes.
And it'll smack you square in the face each and every time, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And another thing I want to just, you know, point out too, don't judge what you don't know.
Uh-huh.
Don't judge. Don't just, you know, words have power.
Yeah.
And when we speak them, like, you know, you already know how I feel about the law of attraction and all of that, which is true, because whatever you put out comes back. Whatever you read, you know, you sow what you
reap,
what you sow. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So people have to understand. I mean, I've talked to right now, you know, just there's a lot of people out here. When I say a lot of people are hurting, they're hurting. And there's quite a few people who, you know, they always say that the mind is the devil. An idle mind is the devil's playground.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're sitting by yourself and you know how the voice in your head just keeps, you know, playing stuff back to you from your past, and it just keeps,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just keep going back to that thing over and over and over again, or somebody may have said something really hurtful to you, right? And they may have said it like 3 or 4 years ago. But you play it back as if it were like it just happened.
Right.
Because we take other people's words so seriously and we allow it to penetrate our soul.
Yes.
So what do we do about that?
So that's a really good question. So one of the things that, you know, I'm a firm believer of, you know, when I'm doing my guided meditation,
mm-hmm.
and I always say, no matter what, you know, if someone has offended you, you know, by, you know, their words or something, a physical, you know, altercation or abuse or whatever it may be, you still have to feel and experience the feeling, right? You know,
right.
God gave us feelings. So it's not like, we can't ignore them or not recognize them or not express them or whatever, right? So whatever that offense or that hurt or that harm, whatever it may have been, you still have to experience the feeling. So that means if it makes you angry, then be angry for a minute. If it makes you sad, then be sad and cry for a minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to grieve it. You have to cry it out, whatever it is that you have to do. But then once now you've gone through that process, now you have to, you know, whatever your faith basis or your spiritual belief or if it's, you know, or affirmations, whatever it is that you do. But for me, you know, I'm a Christian, so I have to talk about it from my perspective, you know, just to kind of make the thought to make a point. But for me, you know, I would say, okay, God, you know, so-and-so hurt me and, you know, hurt my feelings and I done cried it out. I was angry or whatever. But now it's time. I have to release this. I have to give it to you. I have to give it to you so that I can forgive them, but for more importantly, so I can move on so that this won't hurt you. And sometimes you may have to release something, however way you're releasing it, whether it's through prayer, affirmation, you want to, you know, light some incense, whatever it is that you do, you go outside or what have you, and you might have to release that thing 20 million times before it is truly gone. And that is okay. Because that is part of the healing process. Some things, you know, we can do it once and it's gone, one and done. And some things may take years. Don't get discouraged. You know, it's just every piece of harm or hurt that comes to us, it's different and it's processed different. And we are healing differently from that. So you have to learn how to release things. You can't just stay there. You can't, because now you have this victim mentality. Woe is me. Nothing goes right. And it goes right back to what you say, law of attraction. Well, if you keep on saying you're a victim, then that's what you're going to be. If you keep saying nothing goes right for me, well, guess what? Ain't nothing going to go right for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are what we say. Right. You know, if we don't have a cold or some type of lung issue where it would cause difficulty in us breathing, right? We don't even think about breathing, right, until there's a problem.
Right.
So, but when there's a problem with it, then, of course, now we're conscious of every breath because, you know, it's either causing us discomfort or we have to make sure if we're on oxygen, you know, that oxygen tank is working and so on and so forth, or we're in a clear environment or what have you, or we got our mask because now, you know, pollen or other things in the atmosphere are, you know, messing with us. So same thing with our thoughts and what we say.
Mm-hmm.
It's very easy to talk negative. We don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think you and I were laughing the other night. We were conscious of what we were saying 1 second. And the next second, I think one of us said something, girl, I ain't going to never get this right or whatever. And one of us said, watch your words. But just that quick, right?
Yeah.
Just that quick.
Yeah.
Right? And it's something, it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do because you have to be so aware of speaking life, of speaking positivity. Right? So,
that part.
So the beautiful thing is just asking to be aware because when we're going to mess up, right? We're going to mess it up.
Absolutely.
But when we are aware, we're like, oh, no, I take that back.
that you want to say,
but then you'll put something positive out there to counteract that negative thing that you put out there, like cancel it out, I guess, better way of saying that. But so that judgment thing, you have to release those things. And then, you know what? Stop taking people so seriously, Lisa. I'm just hearing that in my spirit. Why do we take people so seriously and what they say?
Oh, my gosh.
Who made them God?
Who made them the expert? What do
they know? Do they really know who you are? No, they don't.
No, they don't.
So stop listening to that stuff and receiving it and taking that in your consciousness and in your spirit, you know, if you know that it is not truth.
And
if it is some type of truth, but it's not coming from a place of love, then don't you perceive that either.
That part, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and so everything you said, that girl, you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, as you were talking, you know, I also just want to say that most of us, it starts with us. So you have to know who you are and be strong in who you are. Like, literally, we have to, like, step off for a second, just back away from the world and really get to know you. Because if you truly know who you are and whose you are, you would not allow other people to penetrate and get to you, right?
Yeah.
So what we need to start doing is you need to embrace your individuality and love what you love without worrying about judgment from others.
Yes.
You know,
that is so true.
Yeah, because, you know, and then and so on the flip side, I mean, we're all doing the best that we can, and you are enough. Every single one of us is enough. You know what I mean? So if you have somebody in your life or, you know, somebody in your past and they come back and, you know, they're just, you know, want to belittle you just because they feel belittled. You can't allow that to happen.
No.
You are enough. Mm-mm. You are already enough. And so when people come to you, like, you know, when people are talking or whatever, here's the flip side of that. So when somebody comes to you and they just, you know, they have anxiety about something or they may be depressed, just listen.
Yeah.
But the thing is, listen to understand, not listen to respond.
Yes.
We have to just listen.
Yes,
we don't always have to have an answer for everything.
Yes.
People just need to talk.
Yes.
And they just need to get whatever. And you know why people don't do it? Because they don't. Okay, who can you trust?
Yeah.
Who can you trust to really, like, with your feelings, like, you can really go to and just really be open and vulnerable to?
Yes. That is so true. That is so true. So true. And I wanted to say something back when you were talking about, because you said something very key about knowing who you are and whose you are. And, you know, and then, you know, just, you know, scripture, you know, I can't think of where exactly it is, but I think it might be in James. I can't remember. But anyway, but I kept hearing in my spirit, you know, double-minded, you know. you can't be double-minded, because if you're double-minded, you will waver. And then, like in our terms today, I mean, if you're double-minded, means you don't stand for anything, and you'll go wherever the wind will blow you. So therefore, that still speaks to what you were saying. So in other words, because when you're double-minded, you're not making a stance. You don't really know who you are. You don't even know what you believe. You don't even know what you stand for, what you don't stand for. You're just going along. Oh, my girlfriend Lisa, she believe that. Okay, I believe that. Oh, my girlfriend Angel, she believe that. Okay, I believe that. You know, you're like this little chameleon. You're blending in, you know, with whomever you with. But if somebody asks you, well, what do you believe in? What do you stand for? What is your truth? You know, and if you can't answer that question, then you will fall for anything. You know, you're waver, and you can't stand. And so therefore, with that same thought process, so now if somebody is passing judgment on you, well, you're going to believe it, and then you're going to take it as condemnation, because you don't even know who you are, because you don't stand for anything. You don't believe, you know what I'm saying? So that scripture came to me. You have to know who you are.
And you know what, Angel, it's not easy. That part, let me tell you, I've spent years and years working on my inner self, because I just refuse to live in this realm, you know, like you said, being double-minded or not knowing who I am. It was just, you know, I had to find out. So be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. So when you go on that seek-finding journey, when you go on that journey of really trying to find out who you are, like who you are and whose you are, girl, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not. People say they want the truth, they want to know, and so be prepared to do that, because looking at yourself, like really taking a look at yourself, some of it ain't good.
No.
Some of it's not.
No.
You know, you have to be able to pull all of that stuff. You got to get down to the roots, like the old people say, the roots. You got to get down to the roots, you know, and you got to pull that stuff out, and you just have to, like, you have to just let it come up.
Exactly.
If you really want to be liberated from all that stuff. And another thing I say to people all the time, like, what other people think about me is none of my business. It really is not.
And then I'm hearing also, too, this just dropped in my spirit as well, for the ones who you know who you are. Like, that, you know, the ones that I know who I am. But you don't have the courage to be who you are.
Ooh,
so you're
yeah.
acting like a chameleon, and you're just blending in. So
and you're, just blending in.
You're still coming out with the same end result as the person who don't know who they are and falling for anything. But if you don't have the courage to be who you are, then you're still falling for anything. So I'm going to, and I'm just feeling this to say this, so if you know who you are, be courageous. Just ask, you know, if you are, you know, Christian or whatever your higher power is, just ask for courage to walk in your truth of who you are and accept and love who you are. You are unique. There is no one else on the planet or in the universe
like you.
You. Yeah. Your DNA, you know, even if you want these scientific people, if you don't believe what I'm saying, but you believe what the scientists say,
they tell you
your DNA can't be duplicated. Like, there's no double DNA.
No.
Your fingerprint, right? Every fingerprint is different. So you are unique. So be proud of who you are. And guess what? And if you don't really like who you are because it might be certain things or whatever, you have the power to change that.
Yes.
You don't have to remain where you are. We are always evolving. And you don't have to wait until life makes you evolve. You can start evolving whenever you decide to. It is your choice.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, pray, you know, if you really want to change, start with a prayer. Just, you know, ask and seek for that guidance and trust and believe when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And you don't know who it's going to be, where it's going to come from. You just know you got to trust that God's got you. Your higher power has you. So you just really need to start believing that, number one. If you don't even have a human being on this planet right now, in this realm, that you can trust and that you can go to, just believe and trust that God's got you. And he's going to send somebody to you that's going to help you through the rest of your journey. And Angel, you said something so profound, the word courage. It takes courage to be who you are and not care. Because let me tell you something. I view myself as, I have a strong character and strong will and all of that. But even, you know, for me, I went through a period of time where I changed direction when it came to my spirituality. And I had to, I had one foot in my spiritual closet and the other foot out of my spiritual closet because I'm surrounded by folks who, may not think or believe the way I was starting to believe, right? So I was okay, God, I need your help with this. And then as I continue to just, pray about it and believe what I was hearing was what I was hearing. And then I was like, you know what? So what if people don't, believe what I believe? So what? I believe it. This is my truth.
Right.
And it took a minute to get to that point. It really, really did. But once I got there, it was just like a huge weight lifted off of me.
Yeah.
Because I learned how to appreciate people. I appreciate people where they are on their journey. You don't have to be where I am. I don't have to be where you are. Wherever you are, it's all good. Because we all are on this journey and we all have different, paths.
Exactly. And guess what, Lisa? This must come with age too, right?
Yeah.
I don't feel the need to have to explain myself. You ask me a question or something, of course, then I'll go ahead and, talk about it, discuss it or whatever. But I'm not going to beat a dead horse, right? So it's if you're getting kind of overly excited. you believe what you believe, I believe what I believe, and it's all good.
Absolutely.
I don't have to explain myself. And I don't, if you want to believe how I believe and what I believe, oh, great, wonderful. And if not, oh, great, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. That's a mic drop right there. That's a mic drop. Look, I don't have a mic drop, but let me tell you what I got. Let me see. I got a drum roll. Let me see. Can you hear it? Wait a minute. Okay, never mind. But yeah, girl, that was absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? So we're getting back to judgment. We're getting back to the part where when people come to us, we have to be able to listen without judging them.
Mm-hmm.
We have to allow people to be where they are. Period.
Yes. Yeah.
Period. And if you have people in your life that want to continue to just beat you up with, you know, you have to think like I do, or why did you do such and such, and blah, blah, blah. And I just want to continue to nitpick and nag at you. And then, you know, pieces you just feel. You ever see the movie? What was that movie where it's like the zombie, and you see the zombie walking down the street, and then their arm falls off, and then another piece of their body falls off, and then their ear might fall off. You know, people will nitpick at you, and it feels like your body parts are just laying in the street.
Right.
So we have to just get to the point where we can strengthen our own knowledge of ourself, because everything starts with self. And I guarantee you, if you start to put the work in now, it's never too late. If you start to put the work in now, you will eventually get to that place where you feel like, you know what? I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I don't care if you don't believe what I believe. I don't care because you're not going the same. We're all going to end up, I believe, in the same place like when we're gone. But while we're here, it's all about you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible does say in Galatians, I think it's Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If we faint not. Yep, to be not weary and well-doing. And that means just doing good, doing what's right, right? And I want to say this, too, so, when, you know, and just kind of piggybacking on what you said as far as, you know, the person just getting to that place of, you know, not allowing, you know, people's judgment and words, things like that, you know, to make them, like, condemn them, right? You know, condemnation or whatever. But when you get to that place as well, when you're not allowing people to do that to you because you're aware and you're enlightened, but guess what? You won't do it to others.
Yeah.
You won't do it to others, you know? You'll be, you'll be, I mean, and I'm a witness.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and a lot of times, you know, I'm not a bad person, you know, viewers. I'm not, honestly, I'm not. But, you know, we think we're doing good. Right?
Yeah.
We think we're doing good. And, you know, we may say, well, you know what? You know, you always do X, Y, and Z, and you shouldn't be doing that because, you know, well, who am I to tell somebody? Not because I see you feeling. That's different, right? Put that gun back. You know you're not supposed to be feeling. We're not talking about things like that. But what we're talking about is somebody does something that we disagree with or it goes against our belief system, you know, or whatever that may be, right?
Yeah.
And then now we're like, oh, you shouldn't, you know, say, like, use tarot cards because maybe as a Christian you just believe that that is like, you know, like sorcery or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go down the litany of why, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay. They're your friend. You want to share your opinion about it. But then if the friend says, you know, I know all of that, but this is what I want to do or whatever, and he's like, you know what? If that's what you want to do, I don't agree with it, but you know what? You're my friend. I got you. So you do whatever, you know. Work for you. Then don't be asking me to come with you, girl. And we're laughing.
Right.
You know, but I said my truth and I accepted my friend's truth. Right? And we have to go lucky.
Exactly, because that person is still that person. It's just that they're believing, you know, in this. But it doesn't stop them from being that person that you, you know, loved in the beginning. And judgment. Judgment.
Yeah.
And that's, and they're not listening to understand. They're listening to respond, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's another mic drop. I gotta get me a little sound thing that drops the mic if we get. But anyway, so I have to get my little sound effects together. But I want y'all to hear this because this is good. Never waste your time explaining who you are to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. What? Mm. Never waste your time explaining who you are to people who are committed to misunderstanding you. And I know everybody that's listening right now can name at least one person, at least one, that no matter what you say, they're choosing not to understand it.
Yes. It's like they were just assigned to you just to disagree and not understand, like, nothing that you know, you say, you do, whatever, you know, like it's their full-time job.
Oh, girl. And I'm going to tell you something. So yes, and so guess what happens, though? So when you start, okay, so here's the thing. So I'm telling y'all, this walk is not for the faint of heart. But because when you start down this road of self-discovery and, you know, dropping off people, like just letting people drop off that don't, you know, that are purposely misunderstanding you all the time and so on and so forth, you're going to get tested like you ain't never been tested before.
Yes,
we don't know that we've overcome a thing until we walk in it.
Yes.
And until you pass, it's like you're being tested. And until you pass those tests, that's when you come through. It's like, you know, they say that when you're a pilot and the pilot is going through a bad patch, you know, the turbulence, and the plane is just shaking and it's shaking and it almost feels like the plane is going to fall apart. But when the plane goes through the turbulence and it comes out to the smooth sky, and now all of a sudden you see the blue skies and you see the clouds and everything is wonderful, that's exactly what happens to our souls. Our souls get shaken.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hold on, because
yes.
if you trust that higher power and that higher power has you and that this is where you came from that source, I'm telling you.
Yes.
That's freedom like you ain't never had it before.
Yes.
And when we all again can get to that place of having more empathy and compassion for one another.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And just sometimes just listen, because you never know what someone else is going through. I know too many people.
Exactly.
One is too many. I know too many people have taken their own lives because they just couldn't take it anymore. And then when you know the person, I mean, you really know the person. And after they've done it, then you go back and say, well, I never knew that they were going through something like that bad.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We never know. So check in on people. Just call, you know. So, and we have texts now. Even just send I did that today. You know, somebody, when someone drops in my spirit, I know now it's like, okay, I need to just send them, you know, hey, just checking on you, making sure you're okay.
Right. Yep. That is so true. So true. I think, you know, as a society, we're becoming too self-absorbed, and we have to learn again how to be selfless.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's it right
we
there.
We have to, you know, I believe, you know, because we were all created to serve, right? To serve each other. And serving does not mean, you know, I'm a doormat or, you know, I'm submissive or whatever. But serving means looking out for my brother and my sister. How can I be of assistance? What is the need? What is your need?
Yes.
You know, and so we are becoming a society where, you know, I got mine, go get yours. I can't worry about you. I got to worry about mine. That's not how
Absolutely.
We were created.
Yeah.
We need each other. We are social creatures.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even look like how we're being social is like totally negative. but we need one another.
We do.
Not to tear down each other,
but
to help each other build and grow and go up together. You know, that's what it's about. We are sisters and brothers. We can look different, you know, in our skin color, our belief system, our cultures or whatever. But at the end of the day, we are still a human being. Ain't none of that changed. Right.
No.
What you got going on, you're still a human being. So therefore, we're still all a part of the human race. It doesn't matter. You know, and I like to meet the person. Like, if I could go back in time, like, who is the person that started this foolishness?
When girl.
You look like this, and you got to go over there, and y'all do this, and y'all. Who started that mess?
Yeah. And you know.
Separatism.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't,
and
you
Jane
can't
Elliott,
stand for anything if we're divided.
That well, united we stand, divided we fail.
Yeah.
We fail.
Yes. You can't
So we need more people out here who are, you know, I have another girlfriend, and she let me know that she's listening in. Hey, boo-boo, you know who you are. but she is she's an empath as well. And, I mean, she's got one of the biggest hearts of anyone that I've ever known. And she always amazed me when we were growing up, and even today. I mean, just the kindest, sweetest. I mean, like, you know, it would just blow my mind because, you know, I mean, I know I'm kind and I'm sweet and all that, but girl, you know, I'd be like ready to be a look. Okay. You know, my tolerance level is, it's better. It's better as I get older, it's better. But she's just amazing as far as being compassionate and kind and sweet. And then when I, you know, would, you know, we would sometimes talk, and then I would hear, you know, how this person or that person broke her heart, or she was hurt, or, you know, or any of my friends. And it would just break my heart because it's like, how, this is the nicest person in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, how could anybody want to hurt somebody like that?
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
I just,
right.
I don't get it. And you know, I'm, you know, my zodiac sign is Aquarian, like yours.
Mm-hmm.
And, Aquarians are air signs, but we're also humanitarians. And I'm also, you know, that rebel with a cause. So I've always been the champion of the underdog, and I will like jump on the underdog side in a red hot second.
Yeah.
You know, because
me too.
I believe, because I'm a protector and I don't like to see people bullied. I cannot stand a bully.
Right. Me neither.
I just can't. So if there's any bullies listening in, stop it. Just stop it.
Stop it right now. It is not nice. And bullies, I'm letting you know, you bully. Anytime you do mean and hateful and hurtful things, that will always come from a place of fear.
Yep.
So whatever it is that you are afraid of, if you're afraid of losing something, if you're afraid of being found out because you're trying to hide something, whatever it is, you need to figure out what that fear is so you can stop that behavior.
Yeah.
Because you will reap what you have sown.
What?
One day. You will reap what you think. You don't know when it's coming or how it's coming. So check yourself.
Check yourself before
check
you
yourself.
Wreck yourself.
Yes.
So the time is coming down, but this is another point that I want to throw in there real quick before I told you it goes by fast. So it does. So you know we're going to have to come back and do a part two, right?
Yeah, we're going to do about five parts to this, Lisa.
Okay, no problem. We can do that.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting how two people can hear the same thing and walk away with two totally separate understandings?
Oh, my God.
Like right now, we're saying, right, people who are listening in,
mm-hmm.
They can hear the same thing, but then they'll walk away. So, and it's the same with reading the same thing. It's all about perception, right? So right here is where a further verbal explanation should be given. Like, say you misunderstand something that I've said, or, you know, miscommunication between two parties. But so then you come back and, you know, let the person know, well, you know what, can you explain a little bit further what you meant by that? Because, you know, I kind of got in my feelings a little bit. So I just want to make sure I'm on the same page. And so we need to do even more of that.
Yes, that is,
you know,
so true, Lisa.
Yeah, especially if you've known a person for a few years, like, you know, just come back and, you know, say, you know what, I need you to explain this a little bit more for me, because that's how friendships get broken. That's how people stop speaking to people for years.
Yeah.
You know, and then after, now here's the thing though, after you've explained it, right, and that person is still choosing not to comprehend at that point, then it's no longer your issue. And it's not your responsibility to force somebody to understand you either.
Exactly.
Because like you said, the older we get, you can either understand me or not understand me. It'll be you.
Exactly. And just change the subject.
Yeah.
And just say, let's table this and come back another time.
Yeah.
If it's worth cabling, if it's worth it.
If it's worth,
So,
Absolutely.
And that's
but,
okay.
But yeah. But we just have to start listening better. We have to be better listeners. And
yeah.
And you know what? So when I get to, you know, I'm getting ready to go to the last part of the show where I want to leave you with this, and I'm going to talk about my book club, and it's on my website, yourdestinyawaits.net. One of the books that we're doing is The Four Agreements. That book is amazing, and I'm going to be talking about one of the agreements. One of the four agreements is to be impeccable with your word.
Mm-hmm.
To be impeccable with your word. So I hate to stop it, but we're getting down to that part of the show.
Oh my God, that was I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, that was nuts.
Yeah, I know.
15 minutes?
Yeah. But you know what? I don't want you to hang up, but I want you to stay on because I want you to listen to the last part of this because I just thought it was just so profound. But I want to thank you, Angel, for coming back on and just taking the time to, you know, be with us again. I always love it when you come on, you know, because I just believe that, you know, we have the same heart where we want to see people healed. We want to see people, you know, start to love themselves. And to know that they're just worthy and that how much God loves them. If they knew how much they were loved, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're never going to stop talking about that. You know, we're always just, you know, because somebody needs to hear it. People need to hear it.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, it was my pleasure, as always. Time just flies. I don't know where it goes when I'm on your show, but I love it, and I will be glad to do part two, part three.
Okay. All right, my girl. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So hold on, okay?
Thank you, listeners. Okay.
All right. We're down to that part of the show where I want to leave you with this. I want to share an excerpt with you from the book, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz. You will hear me talk about this book a lot, and if you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you do. And if you have read it, go back and read it again. I guarantee you will see some things a bit differently from your first read. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. The Gospel of John in the Bible, speaking of the creation of the universe, says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God." Through the Word, you express your creative power. It is through the Word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the word. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are, with all be manifested through the word. The word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. You can speak. What other animal on the planet can speak? The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. But like a sword with two edges, your word can create the most beautiful dream, or your word can destroy everything around you. One edge is the misuse of the word, which creates a living hell. The other edge is the impeccability of the word, which will only create beauty, love, and heaven on earth. Depending upon how it is used, the word can set you free, or it can enslave you even more than you know. All the magic you possess is based on your word. Your word is pure magic, and misuse of your word is black magic. The word is so powerful that one word can change a life or destroy the lives of millions of people. Some years ago, one man in Germany, by the use of the word, manipulated a whole country of the most intelligent people. He led them into a world war with just the power of his word. He convinced others to commit the most atrocious acts of violence. He activated people's fear with the word, and like a big explosion, there was killing and war all around the world. All over the world, humans destroyed other humans because they were afraid of each other. Hitler's word, based on fear, generated beliefs and agreements, will be remembered for centuries. The human mind is like fertile ground where seeds are continually being planted. The seeds are opinions, ideas, and concepts. You plant a seed, a thought, and it grows. The word is like a seed, and the human mind is so fertile. The only problem is that too often it is fertile for the seeds of fear. Every human mind is fertile, but only for those kinds of seeds it is prepared for. What is important is to see which kind of seeds our mind is fertile for and to prepare it to receive the seeds of love. So in closing, be mindful of what you say to others in judgment. Listen more and try to put yourself in their shoes for just a minute and meet people where they are. A good ear is so much better than a loud mouth. So this concludes our show for this evening. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us, and a shout out to my family who are always loving and supporting me, and to my friends and colleagues in all of my social networking sites. Once again, a big thank you to Angel for taking the time to share a big part of your journey and your wisdom with us. We are eternally grateful for you. Also, don't forget to stop by my website, yourdestinyawaits.net, to get some extra motivation and inspiration, and leave a message to let us know you stopped by, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/adatewithdestiny101, and follow us on Twitter at LYSE101. Also, save the date on Monday, September the 27th, where Cousin Jane Elliott will be back to share with us, and we are so looking forward to that one. Make sure you come back and tune in next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and always remember, folks, that real power comes from knowledge, because knowledge is power, and when we know better, we do better. So your mission, if you choose to accept it, is take the necessary time to do a true self-evaluation. Seek God and learn how to love yourself first, because after all, you owe it to yourself to know yourself. Once again, I'm Lisa M. Saunders, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's A Date with Destiny. Peace and abundant blessings, everyone. Oh,